SPL1.
So please copy number two author and number five author.
I'm a chair of the session, Shoji Makino from University of Tsukuba. Okay, so let's start. So first presentation, please prepare. Okay. So combining HMM-based melody extraction and NMF-based soft masking for separating voice and accompaniment from monaural audio. Okay, so Yang Wang and Chan Oh. Okay, please start.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Here I'm presenting my paper about combining HMM-based melody extraction and NMF-based soft masking for separating voice and accompaniment from monaural audio. First you see a block diagram of most separate system for voice and accompaniment. It's made up of two main modules. One is the melody extraction, which outputs a pitch contour from the audio signal. And then the time frequency masking works on the spectrogram to give an estimation of the spectrogram of voice and accompaniment. So different systems are different in the techniques they use for this, these individual modules. So for melody extraction, the popular methods are hidden Markov models and non-negative matrix factorization. And for time frequency masking, there's hard masking and soft masking. So our work is largely based on the work of Duhu, which is totally based on non-negative matrix factorization. But we find that for melody extraction, the NMF doesn't work very well. So instead, we are inspired by the work of Xu, which does melody extraction on hidden Markov models, and then there comes our work. So first, I'll give a brief review about the NMF-based melody extraction and also time frequency masking. So in the non-negative matrix factorization, the observed spectrogram of the given audio signal is regarded as a stochastic process, where each element obeys is a complex number obeying a circular Gaussian distribution, where there's a variance parameter d, and if you put all the d's together, you get the power spectrum. And the purpose of the non-negative matrix factorization is to estimate this power spectrum d to maximize the likelihood of the observed spectrum x. The power spectrum d of the total signal can be decomposed into two parts, the spectrogram of the voice and the spectrogram of the music, or the accompaniment. And furthermore, the spectrum of the voice can be decomposed into the product of the spectrograms of the glottal excitation and the vocal tract. Now, in each of these parentheses, the matrix B can be regarded as code books, and the matrix A can be regarded as linear combination coefficients of these basis vectors. So let me show you how this works. Let's take the glottal excitation matrix BF and AF, for example. The BF matrix looks like this. So each column is the spectrum of the glottal excitation at a certain fundamental frequency. The fundamental frequencies are expressed in median numbers, which is the log scale of the frequency. And here you can see two of the columns of the BF matrix. One is for the median number 55 and the other for 70. You can see that for 55, it has a lower fundamental frequency, so the harmonics are placed closer, and for 70, they are placed further apart. And for the AF matrix, which is linear combination coefficients for these basis vectors. For example, if we look at this, you can see there are two of the basis vectors are activated. So there is a larger coefficient for the basis vector at median number 60, and a smaller coefficient for the basis vector at median number 70. And if you plot this AF matrix out, you can actually visualize the pitch contour on, on this matrix, which is the darkest line there. So the line above is like the second harmonic, and the small lines may be the accompaniment. So the procedure for melody extraction and soft masking using NAMP is as follows. First, we fix the BF matrix as shown in the previous slide. And then we saw using an iterative procedure for the other five matrices. And we are especially interested in the AF. Next, we find the strongest continuous pitch track on this AF matrix using dynamic programming. And then we cleared the other ones that is far from the continuous pitch track. And with this new AF, we solve for the other four matrices, which can be a more accurate estimate. After solving all the matrices in the decomposition of the power spectrum D, we can then use linear filtering to estimate the individual spectrum of the voice and accompaniment, and then revert this into the time domain with overlap add method. Then we get an estimate of the voice and accompaniment, respectively. So here is the most important part of my lecture here, which is that we found that the non-negative matrix factorization doesn't work well enough for meta extraction. So the AF matrix I shown in the previous slides are just like the ideal ones, but the actual AF I get looks like this. So we can see there's a great imbalance in different frequencies. For the high frequencies, the AF values are large, and for the low frequencies, they are very small. So we have identified two causes for this imbalance. The first is the nonlinearity of the median number scale we are using. So the median number scale is a logarithm scale of the frequency, and if we expand therefore, for the same amount of energy in the low frequency end, we will have more basis vector to divide it. So the coefficient for individual basis vectors will get smaller than the higher frequency end. This is one of the reasons why the AF matrix has smaller values in the lower frequency range. To compensate for this imbalance, we have we multiply one term into the AF matrix. Here the F is the frequency in hertz and N is the median number. So the first derivative of F with respect to N is like the density of the basis vectors at a certain frequency. And by dividing this, actually it's by multiplicating the density of the basis vectors, we can make the values at the lower frequencies a bit larger. Now the second cause we identified is that the columns of the BF matrix are not normalized. So as you can see, for a lower median number like 55, there are more harmonics. And since the amplitudes of these harmonics are similar, because there are more harmonics in the low frequency basis vector, the total energy is also higher. Therefore, this again contributes to the imbalance in AF. So to compensate for this, we further multiply the for each unit in the AF matrix, we multiply the total energy in the basis vector of the corresponding frequency. And this is the total compensation that we came up with. In Duclos' original paper, he also came up with a compensation which is not multiplicative as ours, but additive. So basically what this means is that for each unit in the AF matrix, half of the value at the unit one octave higher is added to the original unit. But the effect of these compensations are not so good. As you can see, the leftmost figure is the original AF matrix. In the middle is the AF matrix compensated using Duclos' additive compensation, and the rightmost is our multiplicative compensation. So you can see that after applying these compensations, the lower the values at lower frequencies of the AF matrix do get larger. But if you look at the pitch contours extracted with dynamic programming, you see that they are still like all above the true pitch contour, which is just the result of this imbalance in AF. So our conclusion here is, even if you do compensation on the AF matrix, you cannot totally eliminate the imbalance, and that can have a bad effect on the pitch control that you extract with dynamic programming. Therefore, we propose our own HMM-based method extraction. The feature we use is called energy as semitones of interest, which is an integral of the Salis function with, within each semitone. And we use 36 dimensions, that is the median numbers from 39 to 74. The Salis function is a weighted sum of the spectrum of the given audio signal. And an example is shown here. So the red parts show the large values, and the blue part are the small values. And you can actually see the pitch contour. On this Salis function map. We calculate the Salis function like for at a step of 0.1 median numbers. So that gives like more than 300 dimensions of a feature, and which is too much for the HMM. Therefore, we integrated it into the ESI features at 36 semitones. And we also use these semitones at the states of the HMM. They are fully connected. And the output probability for each HMM is modeled with an 8-component GMM. The parameters of this HMM is trained from the MIR1K database. It is annotated with the at frame level with the fundamental frequency. And if you do Viterbi decoding on a piece of audio with this HMM, it will yield a pitch contour accurate to one semitone. And in order to get a fine pitch track, which is accurate down to 0.1 semitones, we then take the maximum value of the Salis function map in a 0.5 semitone range around the coarse pitch track. And then I'll show you how our HMM-based melody tracking contrasts with the NMM-based pitch tracking, and also the effect of the NMF soft masking in contrast with the hard masking. So the evaluation corpora we use are the MIR1K database and also some of the clips available on Dukli's website. The items of evaluation include the separate modules and also the overall performance. So first, for the melody extraction, we first compare our system with SHU's, which is also based on HMM and ESI features. But their ESI features are different, defined differently from ours, and they use two streams of features while we use only one stream. And the performance of the two systems are comparable. The main result of our work is here. So this is the comparison of the pitch tracking of our proposed HMM-based method and Dukli's NMM-based method. So first, if you look at the accuracy, ours is much higher than the raw NMF and also higher than the compensated NMFs. And these plots are the breakdown of the errors. So you can see for our HMM-based method, there isn't very much errors, and mostly are like one octave higher at the 12 semitones and one octave lower at the minus 12 semitones. And for the NMF, you can see that there is always something like this, which is quite distributed across a large range of errors. So this is right due to the imbalance in the AF matrix. So if you use DP, it will always like pick something above the true pitch contour. And even if you do the compensation, that hump still persists there and is not completely cleared. Also worth mentioning is that because our HMM-based page tracking method trains offline, and the online part does not evolve any iterations, so this runs 6 to 7 times faster than the iterative NMF procedure. For the time frequency masking, we compare our system with the hard masking system of Xu, and we evaluate them as three mixing SNRs, like -5, 0, and 5 dBs. Now, first, you look at the blue squares where we use the annotated pitch tracking. So we isolate the TF frequency masking part, and you can see that at all the SNR ratios, our system performs better. And worth mentioning is that our performance for the annotated pitch tracking, which uses soft masking, gets close or even exceed the hard masking ideal max, which is kind of an upper bound for the performance of hard masking. Now, for the overall evaluation, we use the extracted pitch tracks on our own, and we see that it also performs better than the hard masking system. And then now we compare the overall system of ours with Duhui's, which is completely based on the NMF. Actually, I'd like to show you the effect. So this is a mixture, and this is the separation results using Duhui's NMF-based method. So you see that for the last note, the pitch contour, the pitch is like twice the true pitch. So you hear that some of the voice is left in the accompaniment. So our pitch extraction for the last note is correct. So the accompaniment here is cleaner than the Duhui's system. And if you look at these results, for some of them, our system performs better, and for some of them, it's worse. The reason here is like mainly determined by the performance of the melody extraction. Okay, so for the conclusion, our conclusion is that the NMF-based melody extraction suffers from an imbalance in the AF matrix, and for this matter, HMM will be better and also runs faster. And for the TF masking, the NMF-based soft masking is much better than hard masking. So we propose the combination of HMM melody extraction with NMF-based soft masking. Thank you. Now, any questions?
We have time for a few questions.
Yeah, okay. Please.
Yes, thank you for your talk. I have one question, I mean two questions actually. Mm-hmm. One question is, your method is supervised. You have some learning.
Yes.
While you compare to a method, the Durio's method, which is completely unsupervised. So my question is, in which way the learning you do is completely generic and can be applied to completely different signals? And my second question will be, do you have the sound examples where your method is slightly less performance than Durio's method?
Yes.
If you can play also them, that would be nice.
Okay. The other clips, the separation results are available on the demo web page, which is where the URL is included in our paper. And for the first question is that we use the supervised method because we find that the imbalance there affects the results very much. And actually, so Duhui's compensation is like some ad hoc rule-based compensation, like this one. So this is not completely unsupervised. It's he also looks at the what the imbalance looks like and design this rule to compensate for this thing. And our HMM training is like to learn this, to learn what the imbalance looks like by an automatic learning method.
Okay, let's go to the next presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.